640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. A royal welcome for President Biden at Windsor Castle. King Charles hosting the president for his first time as king. After a private tea, the two were meeting with philanthropists and investors about their shared passion, combating climate change. Public smiles earlier as the president met British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, but in their short private meeting, Sunak's believed to have expressed his misgivings about Mr. Biden's decision to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. The UK is among more than 100 countries to have banned them. The two men also have differing views about Ukraine's eventual path to NATO membership, something to be discussed at tomorrow's NATO summit in Lithuania. With more on that, here's CBS White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
The world's biggest security alliance is grappling with if and when Ukraine should join.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO.
The president suggested that the war must end before Ukraine is admitted, pointing to a NATO agreement that all members would engage in the defense of any one ally that is under attack.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in New York's Hudson Valley, where heavy rain and thunderstorms have unleashed devastating flash floods. At least one woman drowned as she tried to get out of her home. Several people are missing and roads are wiped out in parts of this region north of New York City. Melissa Roberts lives in Orange County.
Look at the people's doors. Oh, my God. It's up to my knees.
In some places, a whole summer's worth of rain dropped in just a few hours. The weather has messed up operations at airports.
Storms caused 2,000 flight cancellations and 7,000 flight delays Sunday nationwide. According to the flight tracking website FlightAware, Bill Wood and his wife were trying to get home to Miami from Philadelphia.
They canceled our flight and were able to rebook my wife on one flight to Miami, and they booked me on another one. But tomorrow, late in the day, there are no hotel rooms available. There were no rental cars available.
More flight cancellations and delays are expected today. Jim Krasulis, CBS News.
And there are almost 1,500 in the U.S. so far. The Associated Press is reporting disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar has been stabbed multiple times during a fight with another person at a federal prison in Florida. AP says Nassar is in stable condition after he was wounded in the back and chest. Nassar is serving decades for sexually assaulting young Team USA gymnasts, including Olympic medalists. He also admitted to assaulting athletes when he worked at Michigan State University. S&P futures down 3. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. A Waukesha teacher who could be fired over Dolly Parton's Rainbowland song has a hearing today. Melissa Temple is a first-grade teacher at Higher Elementary School. She tweeted her objections when the song was removed from the school's spring concert. The story has made national news. The district says Temple's response was inappropriate and accuses her of violating district policies. Improvements are finally done to downtown Waukesha. After 9 years of work, the streets are repaved and the sidewalks are replaced. The streetlights are improved and so are the sewer and water lines. Upgrades to the West Broadway area was the final piece of the puzzle. The project started in 2014 and cost $18.5 million. I'm Terry Bell and this is WAUK News.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is a
big party, man.
We had cigarette breaks.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And boy, am I excited about my next guest. She is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful spirit. And you know, in life, you run across people who have had impacts. There are many people who have done tremendous and great things with their lives and their service to people in this society. But there are also those that, you know, you may not know much about, even though they've done these tremendous things with their lives and their dedication to humanity. And the one that's in the studio with me right now, Sister Edna Lonergan, has joined me, and I'm as excited about interviewing her as anybody I've had the opportunity to interview in my time in radio. She is the founder of the St. Anne Center, and over 40 years, they are in the business since St. Anne's Center opened in 1999 and is recognized as a global pioneer in the field of intergenerational care. We provide quality, compassionate care to children, frail elders, and adults of all ages with disabilities, regardless of their faith, culture, or ability to pay. Let me repeat that sentence. We provide quality, compassionate care to children, frail elders, and adults of all ages with disabilities, regardless of their faith, culture, or ability to pay. But St. Anne's story actually began in 1983 as a mission of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. In the then new field of adult daycare, which was new back in those times, we learned about how and what convinced us that we had to add child care to our services and begin thinking intergenerational leaders. With that backdrop, I welcome Sister Edna to the Earl Ingram Show. Good morning to you, Sister. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Earl.
I'm so honored to have you in the studio. I don't know what to do. Tell us a little bit about Sister Edna.
Well, I'm a gerontologist.
What is that?
By background, they study aging.
Okay.
And that's always been a favorite of mine. I have a background in nursing. I was a therapist and whatnot.
No, I want to go before that. Let's talk about Sister Edna before you all these accomplishments. Tell us about your background, where you're from, your family.
Well, I'm a Lonergan, so I'm very Irish.
Okay.
And I was born and raised in Massachusetts and came to the convent, decided at a very young age that this is what I wanted to do. So the home base for the community I wanted to join of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I went from Massachusetts to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and learned how to be a sister. If you can ever learn how to be a sister, I don't know. Took vows when I was 21, and I've always had a love for the elderly. And, you know, I've had great aunts and uncles and wonderful that just showed me so much beauty and enrichment about being with people who are elderly.
So let me ask you, when you first mentioned to your mom and dad that you wanted to be a sister, a nun, what were their thoughts?
Well, I was kind of young.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, I can be stubborn. So this is something I really wanted to do. And I didn't want to leave my loving family. That was hard. But it had a great spirit about it, the community I joined. And it's a very Franciscan community. And I love the life and story of Francis and how he helped the leopards and helped the underserved. That's what I wanted to do, help the underserved.
So for people who don't know about the Sisters of Francis of Assisi, tell us a little bit about that story.
Well, he was a young man who was a knight in shining armor, and he became ill during the war. And so he decided that he was going to be more enriched than just being a knight. He really wanted to be a man of God. And so he was very ill after he came back from the war. And he had a lot of time to think about what's really meaningful. And he went for a walk one day, and he saw Claire of Assisi washing the people leprosy. Thank you. And he just admired her and thought, that's really what I want to do. These people really need our help. And they would put them out of the city and you know, away from their families and all that was familiar to them. And they didn't have food or someone to care for them other than Claire of Assisi. And so Francis of Assisi admired that. So he decided that he would start a little brotherhood. He would give up all that was all his riches, all his dad's riches and whatnot. And as a poor man, reached out to the lepers and started bathing them and feeding them and giving them a life, telling them that they're loved by God, and this is what I want to do.
So all of that history that has stayed with you your entire life as you've attempted to replicate what he did and what he believed and what he thought and what clearly all of us have an assignment to do, serve those who are less fortunate than us. And you've taken that as a life's vocation and gone and gotten educated in all these other areas. Let's talk about the educational background you have now.
Well, the most meaningful one was the gerontology degree. It really helped me understand the greatest issues of confronting elderly. And I was the director of rehab for the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi, and I noticed all the beautiful care that that our sisters received, and then they went home and slept in their own beds at night. And I thought, why are we institutionalizing elderly when really all they need help with is a bath?
Right.
Or just something simple. And so I was, I decided to go and get a degree in gerontology. And so I went to North Texas State University every summer. And we, in a sociology class, we went to visit a woman who was taking care of three elderly men in her house. And so I thought, well, that's simple. They, you know, she would help them with whatever they might need during the day, a good meal and so forth. And then they'd go home and sleep in their own beds. I thought, that's what we can do. So I went back and asked the leadership of our congregation if we could start a daycare. And they said, yes, I could do that. So in the basement of our health center, I started a daycare. And it was just at that time
adult
for
daycare.
Elderly.
Adult
yes. daycare, correct. Well, you probably want to know how children got involved in the picture, but...
So before we do that, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Greg from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Greg. Thank you very much for the call. You want to say what, sir?
Good morning. First of all, I've met Sister Edna at the World Affairs Seminar. Sister Edna, I believe you talked last year or 2 years ago. It's a program at Carroll University for high school students, or one of your colleagues talked. But I believe I met you at that program. I don't know if that's correct or not, if you recall that, but I just want to say I love what St. Anne's does. Our World Affairs Seminar students actually got to take a tour of the center, I believe, a couple of years back. And I love Francis of Assisi, share the gospel, if necessary, use words. And this is exactly what, Sister Edna, this is exactly what you're doing. And I just had to call in because I'm like, I remember learning about this at the World Affairs Seminar a couple of years back. So thank you for the work that you're doing, Sister Edna, and God bless you.
Hey, Greg, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Sister.
Thank you very much. It isn't just me. It's a lot of people coming together that want to make a difference in the lives of our older adults and the lives of our young children. You know, Pope Francis was out mingling about the crowd, and this little three-year-old girl broke away from her mom, ran up to the Pope, and gave him a big hug. And he went home. He was so impressed by that. He went home and wrote about it. And he was just so impressed at how important it is that children are part of our lives. They have wisdom to give to the elderly, and the elderly have wisdom to give to the children. But we've got to create an environment in which that can happen.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. I am joined by Sister Edna Lundgren.
Lonergan.
Lonergan. Okay, from St. Anne's. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 61. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about zero. Tonight, clear skies. Temperatures reach up to about zero. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Dry with temperatures well below average Wednesday and Thursday and highs near zero to near zero. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Sister Edna Lonergan, and she is the founder of St. Anne Center for Intergenerational Care. And there's two locations, one on South
2801 East Morgan Avenue on the south side, and then 2450 North Avenue on the north side.
And how long ago did you found the first center?
1983. Well, yes. The first center wasn't what we have today.
Right.
That is no longer. But the one that's presently is, let's see. We opened at 1983.
So you saw a need, because there were nursing homes at that time.
Mm-hmm. We were the second highest users of nursing homes in the nation. Second highest users of nursing homes.
You mean in the state of Wisconsin?
Right.
So what were others doing instead? Keeping their loved ones at home? If there weren't nursing homes,
there were some adult daycare, but very few. It was just really, people didn't really know about adult daycare.
So, what's the difference between an adult daycare and nursing home?
Well, in nursing home, they stay there 24 hours. In adult daycare, they can stay from 6 in the morning till 5 at night, or sometimes even later. But it's daycare services. And most of the time, people don't need 24 hours of care. They need basic human needs, like a good dinner, someone to watch them so they don't hurt themselves.
And someone to interact with them.
And someone to have fun with.
Yes.
And it's amazing how they develop friendships.
Do you think that we as a society think that because people are elderly, that, and I think it's a major mistake in the society that we overlook the elderly, and we think that their capacity to love has diminished because of their age? You don't lose that, do you?
You know, the number one reason for people going to nursing homes is that they just can't take their own bath. Now, what kind of reason is that for them to be lifted and removed from all that's familiar to them, their friends, their neighbors, their family, the grocery store, the church, the school, everything that has been part of their life and an enrichment in their life, they're removed from. And I wouldn't want that for myself.
So I can tell you that my mom and my dad both ended up in nursing homes, and my mom, early stage dementia, it really was a difficult thing, and we could no longer deal with her at home because certainly needed special training and help to deal with her. But my dad, on the other hand, did not have dementia. My dad hated it, and he lived to be 94. He did not like it one bit. Being in the nursing home, it kind of took away his independence, and even to his death, he just felt like he lost a part of his life when he could no longer stay in his home, and he moved into a nursing home setting. And I know he wasn't alone in that feeling.
Well, you know, the number one reason, like I said, is just their inability to take their own bath, but that can be accommodated very easily. You know, like at St. Anne's, there isn't anything that I can think of that we don't have. You know, we even have an overnight respite. So if a caregiver gets sick or needs to go out of town or just needs a little break, you can leave your loved one with us in this 5-star hotel for up to 21 days or even longer if necessary.
You know, we're going to get into this 5-star hotel that is St. Anne's. It is absolutely spectacular. You didn't leave any amenity shorted. It's so beautiful and serene and peaceful. And how important was that in the development and the design of St. Anne's?
Well, you know, sometimes they think they're going to their hotel and that this is, you know, my loved one, you know, maybe is sick or my loved one's going out of town or has business or whatever. Oftentimes they understand that. And they don't want to leave their home, you know, but if they're going to someplace, and we call it a hotel, you know, if they're going someplace that's beautiful, that because they can go to daycare during the day, so they're familiar with the territory, and then go upstairs and go to this really beautiful looking hotel.
It is absolutely every bit of that. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, got a lot of stuff to cover in a short period of time, but I'm so excited to have in the studio Sister Edna Lonergan of St. Anne's Center for Integrational Care. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden is in the UK, where he met with the Prime Minister at 10 Downing Street. and the King at Windsor Castle. Correspondent Vicky Barker has details from London.
The president stood with his hand on his heart as the Welsh Guards played the national anthem, King Charles standing at attention by his side. The body language of the two men was relaxed. They see eye to eye on climate and were meeting with philanthropists and investors about combating climate change.
Next up for the president, a NATO summit in Lithuania. CBS's Tina Kraus is at the foreign desk.
Ukraine is pressing to become a member of the military alliance, but President Biden says the war must end before Ukraine is admitted, or all members could be dragged into conflict with Russia.
Turkey is blocking Sweden's push to join NATO over its concern Stockholm failed to crack down on groups it considers terrorists. Membership must be have unanimous agreement. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Improvements are finally done to downtown Waukesha. After 9 years of work, the streets are repaved and the sidewalks are replaced. Streetlights are improved and so are the sewer and water lines. Upgrades to the West Broadway area were the final piece of the puzzle. Project started in 2014 and cost $18.5 million. The 55th year of Summerfest is in the books. This was the third year of Summerfest's three-weekend format. Jimmy Buffett and AJR canceled their performances. Summerfest attendance is coming back up since the pandemic, but crowds are still smaller than they were before COVID. The official attendance for this year's Summerfest should be announced sometime this week. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crude, and 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
It's not the way I hoped.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm joined by Sister Edna Lonergan, and she, again, is the founder of St. Anne's Center for Integrational Care. And so let's – there was something you wanted to discuss before we went a little further.
Well, I would like to tell you about the Replication Summit. You know, I would love to start many of these intergenerational daycare, but I think it's better if I can help others get them started. And so we have invited some very fine speakers who have helped me get the original one started and the one that that we built after that. And so that we're going to have like Kay Weinberg, who is an excellent activity person. We're going to have Tim Sullivan, who can help you organize a capital campaign. We're going to have the architect that built the first one and helped me design it, Tyke McInerney. So there's going to be many, many wonderful and exciting speakers that will help, if you should so desire, to build an intergenerational daycare.
So this is going to take place October 19th and 20th this year. It's going to be located at your facility on North Avenue?
Correct. And we'll also take in the South Campus as well, because both designs are important.
And so in order to register, you would register, what is the process for registering?
Well, you can call St. Anne's Center for Intergenerational Care, and you need to, you can ask the front desk to take you to the marketing department, and you can talk about, you know, your desire to join the summit.
So you can call Chris at 414-369-9024 or email at cfabbri@stannscenters.org. Now, there's also a gala, your 19th annual gala, that is going to be taking place August 11th. 2023 at 5:30. It's going to be at the Wisconsin Club. Let's get together for an evening that will change the lives of generations. The entertainment for the night will be Cigarette Break. And you said that's a really lively band.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
That you guys just had. You guys built this great stage.
Yes, we decided to build a big stage. Because we want to have a lot of performers, particularly from the art of the Native American culture. And so that's why we have the Cigarette Break. But we also have a lot of other performers, too, like from the Milwaukee Symphony and so forth. And so it's all free, and it's a big stage, so we can accommodate big performers.
Not only is it a big stage, it's a very beautiful stage. I took a look at it the other day. But before we get there, let's dinner will be by the Wisconsin Club at St. Edna's Art and Jewels, silent and live auctions, raffles and wine pour, valet parking, cocktail attire. Seating is limited. You must RSVP by July 30th and complete the included card. Or go online to stannscenter.org/gala. Now, let's talk about replicating the centers, because what you have in this facility, let's talk a little bit about what's in this beautiful facility that you have over on North Avenue.
Okay, we'll do the North Avenue one. As you walk through the door, you don't want to walk into a clinic, or something that looks so medicinal. You want to walk through something that's warm and friendly and exciting and inviting. So we had a picnic for the neighborhood. And we had a survey in this picnic. And we asked them, what kind of motif would you like? Would you like it to be modern? Would you like it to be something that would be more indicative of the culture we see here, that would be African-American? And would you like it to be very Southern? But they unanimously said African-American, because that's the culture that's evident in that area. So we did. I brought back a lot of artifacts from Cameroon. I have been there 6 times, so I had a good chance to take a good look at the environment. And this beautiful red clay of the earth. And so we picked up on that for the flooring. We have a beautiful cloths that we made into canopies. And And they're fishermen, so we have a lot of artifacts of the fishermen. So when you walk in, you're seeing something that you're familiar with. So help you feel at home right away. Also, we're trying to help business get started, but business is saying we can't move in because it's not safe. And I said, well, we've got some space at St. Anne's. So in the front door, on the left, you have some woman who has made beautiful African attire. They're just gorgeous for children, for adults, for men and women, both. And then on the other side is a woman that she will make any kind of tea bags for you. You can take herbs, and if you're feeling uncomfortable or scared or frightened or whatever, she would give you the herbs that you can put in your tea, and she will do that, put it in your tea bag and sell it to you very, very reasonably.
So there's
the front.
But I think it's important for people to know that this land, this area that you place the spectacular facility, is one of the poorest areas in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Right, right.
The people who live in this area comprise the forgotten people. And people who, like anyone else, just want to live their lives in peace, but they struggle economically. Why did you put it there? Where the land, probably the cheapest land anywhere in the state, because this land has been, the houses that used to be there have long since been torn down and all of those things. Why did you put it there?
Well, what would Francis do? Francis would take a look at Wisconsin, and he would see where is the greatest need, where are the people most poor, and this is the poorest area of the state, and nobody wanted to touch it because it's very contaminated soil. We had to dig down for at least 4 feet or so to get rid of the toxicity that was so evident from people who, buried gas tanks, or even homes were buried. And there was at one point they wanted to build a freeway in that area. So, and then they decided against it. Well, by that time they had buried homes and a lot of toxicity from those homes. So we had to dig. For a long time, we spent several million just to clean up the soil.
So I remember, because I'm a lifelong resident, I remember that area. And when you talk about the toxicity of that area, homes were on top of that. Mm-hmm. People lived there. And maybe didn't know of the toxicity of where they lived. And the fact that you had to dig down to get rid of that soil that was poisoned while people were living on top of that. Mm-hmm. And you chose to, in spite of that, that area. And you were pretty steadfast because you got it done.
But that's where we belong. The Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi serve the underserved. They go into poorest areas and build what's needed. That's something we've has always been a part of our history. We were the first ones to teach children with Down syndrome how to read. You know, nobody ever cared. And so that's what I would need to do in order to build. I would need to find the poorest area.
The reason that I am so enamored with what you've done, having seen parts of this, is, as I said to you, my wife and I took in a 100% disabled child over 20 years ago who requires 24-hour care. He'll be 22 later this month. He still requires 24-hour care, and he's going to be a part of your daycare.
Good.
And so when I saw the place and the facility, I was just, my wife saw it initially and took him there. And he's a very, you know, special kind of person, as all people are, and special needs children. And so he feels comfortable. Special needs people feel comfortable around other special needs people.
Yes, that's true.
And they don't get a chance to be around enough people like themselves. And you've made that possible to really improve the lives of these special people. You know, we call them special needs people, but they're really special people, right? The creator himself.
Uh-huh. And children grow up feeling very comfortable around people who are different, especially if they're in a wheelchair. They love those wheelchair rides, you know, and so forth. But there's just something magical about putting the children and the adults together. They have so much to give.
They really both need each other. And so, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm so excited to have in the studio the founder of St. Anne's Centers, Sister Edna Lunigan. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny this afternoon, high in the upper 80s. A few clouds tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low near 66. Slight chance of showers and storms early Tuesday. Mainly sunny, high of 81. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night, low near 59. Cloudy on Wednesday, chance of showers and a few thunderstorms, high of 72. Showers and storms likely Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 73.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Sister Edna Lonergan, and she is the founder of St. Anne's Center for Integrational Care. You know, Sister, you are, let's talk about some of the things that, you offer in the way of services.
Okay. It's very comprehensive. So we have child care on one side of the building, and adults on the other side of the building. And in the middle of the building, there's a beautiful park. And that's where the children and the adults play together. And they have bingo together and a lot of games that both are familiar with and enjoy one another. They have karaoke together, and it's really cute listening to the children sing and the adults make an attempt and whatnot. And so they have a lot of fun. And then on the east side of the park, there is a movie house and a library. There's a beauty salon. There's a beautiful pool. And African-American children on that side, at least, they don't know how to swim. They don't go down to the lake.
It's true.
You know, so they have that. We teach them how to swim, and we also teach them competitive swimming. Then there is upstairs, there's the dental office, and we put in a dental lab because one of the mothers had to take her child all the way to Michigan just to get her child's teeth cleaned. I mean, that's not right. So we have five dentists, and they do a wonderful job taking care of children and adults of all ages with their teeth. And then we have an overnight respite, which I talked about. We have a health department. We have a special unit for people with severe dementia, which has a walk-around area that's in. It's sort of like yesteryears. It, you know, so they have a treadle sewing machine and a furniture and a refrigerator that's from the 50s. And so everything that they're familiar with is in that walk area. Then they have, they have a play garden. And they can go out and enjoy this play garden. It has four houses. And the houses were built for the children and for the adults to teach them. So we have a house that's like the dragon house. And, you know, if you think about the dragon, they're very tenacious. And that's something many of our children in that area need to learn, that they can hold on to their dreams.
So I'm trying to get the listening audience to understand how huge a place this is.
Yes.
This is, I don't know the acreage of what you've built there, but clearly there, if you even thought about expanding anymore, there's clearly room. But the expansion of what you've built is just tremendous.
Yeah. We have 42 garden beds. And the children have a curriculum whereby they learn how to grow vegetables starting at age 3. We start them young. And so they you'll see them baking and you know, picking beans. And we don't leave anything out.
So why I'm so enamored with what you've done, and it's because you realize the humanity of people. We live in a society that the humanity of people is subjugated to the back burner of things. Not when they come to St. Anne's. The people have value. Their lives have value.
You know, that band shell was not necessarily built to have people come in and entertain. It is used for that and very, very, very well. But it's really built for the children to be able to get up on the stage and feel comfortable with themselves and entertain. And it really works. I mean, we had an 8-year-old that got up and sang a Whitney Houston song, No Greater Love, and belted it out. And everyone, who is not a dry-eyed person in the crowd, I believe.
You know, Sister Lonergan, I hate that we've come to the end of today, but it's not the end of you and I and our conversations on the Earl Ingram Show. So I'm going to bring you back, and we're going to talk about more about what it is you've envisioned and brought into reality, because we need more of that. If we could have more people replicate what you've created, it's a much better world, a much better place. And so I want to thank you for accepting my invitation. I plan on spending more time around you and St. Anne's and spreading this wonderful, wonderful story.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure being here.
The pleasure's all mine. Listen, we've got to go. Thank you very much. Thank everybody who made the show happen. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season,
to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.